Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Joining us this morning is Dave Moyle, Chair of Delta County Board. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate
it. My pleasure. You seem quite busy this morning.
Every morning. Yeah. Every morning. It has been a year since the County Board has terminated the contract with Emily DeSavo, you and two other commissioners.
Correct.
And now you're facing recall because of that decision. After a year reflecting on this, is that something you regret or still moving forward?
No, I'm moving forward. You know, people can say what they will, but I honestly believe this recall is politically based, and I believe it comes from November the 9th of 2022. The people spoke clearly on the 8th. I ran as a conservative.
Wait a minute. You think it comes from the election and not from the termination of Emily DeSavo, but you're being recalled
decision? I know the language, why they're recalling us, but I believe this is a politically motivated thing, and I believe it comes from the 9th of November.
Okay. And well, a lot of these things are political.
Sure.
So I guess I'm just asking obviously, it's political, right?
Well, yeah, I'm here to answer any question that you have. The commission moved forward in 2023. It was a slow movement because we were putting out fires and we were under so much attack at the commission meetings. But I have no doubt in my mind that this emanates from a sore loser, and the people had spoken very clearly in 2022. And, so it's a part of the political process. I don't like it, but it's here, and I'm going to do my best and still focus on moving the county forward.
Okay. You feel then that it was because of the election and the fact that you beat, in this case, Kelly? And now she's running against you again in the recall?
I believe that to be true, yes. I don't think it's really that outlandish. If you look at the historical precedent of the first 12 years that I served under Elegert and then Harrington, Rivard, and then Johnson, if I was a troublemaker or if I was attracted to drama, it would have shown it by those first 12 years. And, I've always just put my best foot forward for the county and, done what I thought was the best for the citizens of Delta County.
Okay. As you are heading into this recall, obviously it's going to be a very contested.
I was going to say contentious, but yeah, it's the same thing.
I was trying to come up with a good word for it. As we're heading into May, it's only now a few weeks away. May 7th is going to be the election for the recall. You asked me to look at Brad's the post that he sent to me. Did you want me to deal with that subject?
No, I was just told somebody had mentioned to me that.
You don't know what the subject is?
No, not necessarily, but go ahead and read it.
Well, I'm not sure that I want to. That's why I'm asking here.
Is that the one about Peterson?
Yeah, with Rory.
Yeah, that is constantly on social media. Something like that flies,
right?
And I think the post said something about wondering how much money that Bob has in his pocket from the county
because of his relationship with.
Yeah, and Bob Peterson, when he was the chair of the Conservation District, did everything in the light of day. And I think there's a certain amount of people. I've stayed off of line quite a bit. I've gone back to making a few posts lately. But things do not get vetted online, and so it can be very gamey.
Was that a tough lesson for you to learn?
No one ever said I was the quickest car in the garage. But, yeah, it really was. I've always tried to be very honest, and no matter what I did online, it would be attacked. And when my family started receiving, some of the fallout politically, that's when I realized, okay, this is not going to end well no matter what. And so I decided to stay more offline.
Okay. So you're not on social media at all?
No, I go on every once in a while, and I have lately. I've hit the...
Because that's when you tend to get into trouble,
Oh, define trouble. I mean, that's when people attack me quite a bit.
You respond in a situation
I've learned better than that
now. Okay.
And you know what I would do is I'll say something online, I'll make a point, and then I don't try to defend it. I just step away from it. But I really don't attack people either online. I mean, I've done some things in the past that I wouldn't do again. I think as a person, I try to be more reflective and less reactive, and that can be very difficult sometimes when you're being attacked, but it is what it is. And I stand by my record. I believe that if you look at my service to the county, you will see policies that have been very good for Delta County and that cannot really be attacked. And so then the next step is going to be for them to attack me personally.
Let's talk about a few things that are going on
sure.
with the county. And one of them is the county took over the parks. And how do you feel that that's been progressing, and where do you think that's going to be going?
I think it's going to go in a good direction. We have Steve Weary working for us, and he's a really a good guy, and he's an honest, hardworking guy, and he understands that he's got resources with administration and, if he needs to, with the county board. And, again, you know the condition of the parks, and this is not to single anybody out, but you know the condition of the parks in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the meeting when Elegert and Schultz said, we don't care what you do, just do something, or we're shutting it down. And Rory took the bull by the horns, and the Conservation District at that point, we had a phenomenal working relationship, and we took a very difficult situation and turned it into a destination. And I expect that the citizens of Delta County will continue to enjoy an outstanding park service and a destination in their parks.
So the county is committed to making sure that it continues?
Absolutely. There's no sense in letting something so wonderful as the way Pioneer Trail is looking. We're moving forward with Fuller Park. We have plans to move. Actually, we're not waiting. We're moving right ahead with some activity at Fuller Park. More improvements. We went over it at the last meeting. And I'm very committed to see that because the citizens of this county deserve it. Mm-hmm. And not only am I just going to, I mean, we're going to not just talk about it, we're doing it.
How about the county forest?
That's been an interesting, in 2017, I was on the board that through Ryan Bergman and again, Roy Mattson, we purchased that as an investment for the citizens. And I do believe that it can be managed and cut specifically, and done in a way that is going to be an asset to the county coffers if we need to. That forest has pretty much always been there since it's not going anywhere, and we are managing it just fine. And it is an investment for the people of the county. And we're going to make our response to the DNR. That'll be coming up very shortly, and it's not going to cost the county any money. And people will have access to a forest that has always been there.
How do you see it being managed in the future here?
I see the county managing it. Really, how does a forest need to be managed? I mean, it's not going to get up and walk away. We're not going to be invaded by aliens. We will take care of what we need to, but...
I guess I was asking, because talking with Steve, he doesn't feel that the county forest is not necessarily under his purview as parks.
Right, correct.
Because it is different, obviously.
Correct.
My question is, how is it going to be managed as far as...
I'm one guy, so I can't tell you what the board wants to do, but my guess is we would hire, a forester or a conservationist to just keep us apprised of what's going on up there. But, I mean, that's,
So not as much emphasis on recreational use?
I think
more as the investment of the forest,
it will
the timber.
Be. Recreational use is the potential. I mean, there has potential for that. But clearly what direction the board wants to go, and it'll take its direction from the public. And I really think it's one of these things, 1,400 acres for less than $40,000. That was, I call it the Tom Sawyer deal of the century, I mean, for the people of the county. And nothing has changed. We cannot make the entire forest ADA accessible any more than the feds could make the Hiawatha Forest entirely ADA accessible. But, you can get up there. There's 10 or 11 parking lots, and it is, I think, a plus for the people.
At the last county commission meeting, there's been a lot of talk across the UP about the energy bills that were passed the state legislature.
Sure.
And part of that is the siting issue for solar and wind turbines. And there's a big movement, at least in that part of the bills, here in the UP to bring that back to local control rather than the Michigan Public Service Commission.
Sure.
So there was a motion to support a resolution to support the efforts of a group that is collecting signatures to put that on a ballot initiative. You supported Bob Barron, who, of course, has been very interested in the solar
part
of it.
But let me answer this, if I may, because I expected this to come out. I voted no against it because I didn't get a chance to speak my mind on it. The question was called, and the commission shut down debate before I had a chance to speak.
You're the chair. How does that happen?
Well, I'm the chair. I'm one guy. Okay, but I still have to follow procedure. View called the question. Melner, I think, seconded it, and Peterson voted to end debate, and I hadn't had it. I would recognize View, who went on, and then I recognized Barron, who went on, and wanted to speak. I'll speak now, and I voted no because I didn't get a chance to speak, but I support getting the county out of zoning because it's a massive savings for the citizens of my district who are already paying for zoning, and so I think 9 townships. I haven't taken my eye off of that ball yet. I believe that resolution really to be kind of a window dressing, but I didn't get a chance to speak my tongue on it. And I'm not going to throw my weight around as chairman and ignore procedure when I just didn't get a chance to speak.
You got as much time as you want here.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay. First of all, I have always pushed us getting out of zoning. As you know, Escanaba and Gladstone, who make up 50% of the county's population, they pay for their own zoning. You have Bark River, Ford River. They pay for their own zoning now out in Garden. And so this is not a punishment for people who don't pay for their own zoning, but the people who are paying for zoning don't need to pay twice. That's the reality of it. And local control, I think, in this case, is a window dressing. And I can see why McBroom and Preston support this, and I don't fault them for that. But I'm not going to vote in favor of something I can't discuss. And then B, my position on zoning hasn't changed at all. So for somebody to say I just voted with Bob Barron, we voted the same way, but my vote was not just simply to show support to Bob Barron. My vote was regarding zoning and the fact that I said, guys, I didn't get a chance to talk. And, they're kind of looking at me like, oh, well. And so I stand by the way I voted. I also gave my phone number out that night, like I always do. And if somebody wanted to talk about, that, of course, I don't want the state to have massive control over us. And today, Gretchen Whitmer's red flag laws kick into effect. And, I don't support those. And I would like to see local control stay, obviously, locally. But let's do more than just give it lip service. Let's get out of the zoning game because the county cannot enforce zoning that it does, only municipalities or townships can.
In this case, the siting issues, it would be controlled by the state. That wouldn't necessarily be true with all zoning issues.
Correct. I mean, that's, whether you're for zoning or against zoning, I mean, the reality of it is that if Escanaba and Gladstone are paying for their own zoning, that's fine. They can chart their own destiny. Some of these smaller townships, and this is not a punishment, okay? But the reality is, I think we need to get out of the zoning game because Delta County cannot enforce zoning in townships. Only the townships can. And that's state law. That's not Dave Moyle just saying so.
Okay. Do you see the county still in the zoning business?
Again, it would be, I'm not moving with my eye on the recall. I am moving with what I think is the best for the county and the citizens of the county. They'll make their decisions on the 7th of May.
I guess I was asking, is the county doing any zoning right now?
Well, I mean, we do what we've done for the 9 townships.
Right.
And
But there's no new things that you're working on?
No, not that I know of. What we would do is really, let them, if I have my druthers, we would let them know that, okay, we want to get out of it, so this will be the last year we're doing it. Okay. But
so are you doing it because they requested it?
Doing what?
That they continue with the counties?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, we are with the 9 townships now, and the plan was to revisit the issue again, and just let them know where we're at. But I really firmly believe that the nine townships that are using the zoning would need to fund the department.
All right. I guess the only other big issue out there is going to be the airport.
You'd talk about that. So
I'm not even going to ask a question. What would you like to say about it?
You know, in February of 2022, I did go out to talk to Delta, and my main focus was to see that we would get Cigna certified so we could bring in the bigger jets. The manager at the time, Andrea, had taken umbrage with that, and I really didn't check to see whether she was on vacation. And so she talked to Bob Peterson, said that, you know, Moyle's after my job, which was not true. We don't have power over the airport manager. And so he brokered a meeting. We had the meeting, and I looked her right in the eye and said, I have better things to do than try to get you terminated.
Okay, Dave, I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, let me, okay.
So this was Kelly, how long ago?
Kelly, it was a year ago. When Kelly was here, she had said that Andrea got terminated. Andrea was not terminated. She resigned.
I know that, yeah.
Okay, and that's where I was kind of, I didn't terminate anybody. I didn't, that's Ashley's bailiwick, okay?
She has said that she felt, I don't know if harassed is the right word, but certainly.
She used the word harassed.
Yeah, I guess.
And
beleaguered would certainly be a good term for
it. I never called. I never went out there. I never emailed her, so I don't know how that was possible. We never spoke. I was charged with harassment by her, and we hired an independent firm out of Marquette, which cost the county $5,000. I was cleared of all of that.
She formally charged you with harassment?
Well, I mean, within the county, she didn't go through law enforcement, okay. But she, you know, I was charged with, yes, harassment, and an independent law firm with no horse in the race did the investigation, and I was cleared. And then after that, I wanted to show her that I was not that kind of person, so I voted unanimously with the rest of the council to give her a stipend, you know, because she did not have an assistant manager.
Mm-hmm.
And we were rewarded with that with a two-day notice of departure. And so the investigation will be coming to a head quickly. This is not about blame. It's about accountability. And what I want to get in place is mechanisms to make sure that this never happens again, because we almost lost our airport. And that's not a manufactured crisis. I can show you letters from the FAA that go back to 2021 saying you're out of compliance. Okay. And, you know, my opponent had blamed Ashley for this and Bob Brandstadler to some degree. Ashley didn't become our full-time manager administrator until August the 16th. Andrea departed with a two-day notice 10 days before a federal audit. The auditor came in seethingly angry because he had received nothing. And say what you will, Bob Brandstadler pulled a rabbit out of a hat, submitted almost 700 pages of documents to the feds, and there was an administrative crisis that almost led to the shutdown of our airport. And when the outgoing manager says to the chairman of the advisory committee, Brian Hero, that I'm going to cause this board as much damage as I can, that to me spells one thing. And I would have rather this never happened, but I had no horse in the race as far as running the airport. I think the thing to remember now is we have the right team in place, not only administratively for the county, but for the airport. And the investigation, in my opinion, will show us where we went wrong, and we'll be able to create a situation where it doesn't happen again.
When I was going to ask about the airport, is its current condition and what's going on now, why continue to go back? Why is it important for you to continue to go back and address?
Well, first of all, I think we're moving forward, and that is very important. But I want to know where we went wrong and how we can prevent it from happening again. And I can't make that clear enough. When we have the advisory board on the airport is an advisory board. It only gets its information from either the administrator of the county or the manager. And, you know, and the county board only knows really what the administrator tells us.
Yeah.
And so I want to create a situation where, or a policy or some kind of device where we don't come within a heartbeat of losing our airport again. So whatever type of internal controls have to be created to have the airport manager move forward to the administrator and say, we have this coming up from the FAA, I need help. There is only one person that airport manager is accountable to, and that's the administrator. If the administrator runs into something difficult, they bring it to the board. But if we simply just ignore this, what happened, and this has nothing to do with blame, in my opinion, and everything to do with accountability as far as a county, we'll create a situation where we're not facing this ever again.
I certainly appreciate you coming in and talking with us. Is there another subject you want to deal with before we go?
Pretty much, to me, it's business as usual, and I'm looking forward to getting some things accomplished for the county. We would have been able, I think, to get a lot more done if we didn't have to deal with some of the antics of some of the people who oppose me politically, and I believe that was very intentional.
All right, Dave. Dave Moyle is Delta County Chair. I appreciate your time with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.